Wind, ice, and nor'easter after nor'easter have hit Maine hard this winter, and that's meant a lot more snow days than usual. Some districts have seen 10 or more snow days already, with more snow in sight. And now school officials are trying to figure out how to make up all those days without keeping school going too far into the summer. Robbie Feinberg has our story.
The town of Lewiston has been hit hard by snow days this winter. 9 school days have been called off due to snow. And Lewiston High School junior Abakar Abdi says he's dreading class in late June, where he and hundreds of high schoolers won't be enjoying the summer, and instead stuck cramming for finals.
At the end of the year, teachers are going to try to fit in all the standards into one day, so it'll be really hard for kids to catch up with schoolwork and have them do all those standards and stuff, and summer school will be pushed back. So.
Lewiston isn't the only school that's scheduled to push classes late into June. Windstorms, ice, floods, and nor'easters have led some Maine districts to cancel school for upwards of 10 days already this winter. According to Maine's Department of Education, 3 schools in Maine have already requested waivers, and 10 others have requested changes to their calendars. And the department cautions that that number could keep going up as winter winds to a close. For years, schools have had limited options when it comes to making up school days. Districts could add days to the end of the school year, get rid of planned days off, or request a waiver from the state. However, a 2015 law gave schools more flexibility. Now a district can make up snow days by extending 5 school days by an additional hour. SAD 44 in Bethel has taken advantage of that option for the last 2 years. This year, the district is extending the school day by 60 minutes for 25 straight days in March and April. Superintendent Dave Murphy says the new school calendar isn't ideal, but he says it's worked better than adding extra school during the sweltering summer.
I think it's safe to say that by, you know, the end of the process, people recognize that it was a really good approach. So that's why we went right back to it again this year.
Other districts and towns such as Rumford and Augusta are eyeing similar proposals. But the strategy does raise questions, particularly for athletes who often need to leave for games early in the afternoon. Murphy says that isn't much of a problem in his district in March and April.
We have it set up right now, so it's happening during, you know, what I would call mud season, basically between February vacation and April vacation. So we'll have some spring sports that start practices before April vacation, but they don't really get into the meat of the games and stuff until after the kids come back.
But not every school sees a longer day as being good for kids.
Whatever we might have to do that way is going to be problematic.
Bill Webster, the superintendent of the Lewiston School Department, says extending school days would be difficult for his district. Students in Lewiston did say they'd prefer the longer hours to being stuck in school until late June. But Webster says after-school jobs and grant-funded programs would be affected by the change. And he says the school's alternative program, called Lewiston Academy, would lose instructional time if the high school schedule was pushed later.
Those classes begin at 3 o'clock. If we extend the regular school, those students that attend Lewiston Academy are going to be inconvenienced.
Webster says he views extending the school day as a last option to make up Lewiston's snow days. Instead, he's proposing some alternatives, like holding class on a teacher workshop day and extending early release days. Meanwhile, some schools are now finding other ways to avoid lengthening the school year. Some of Maine's charter schools let students work from home on the occasional snow day. However, some schools say those options still aren't feasible for larger districts just yet. And for now, school officials say they're anxiously watching the Weather Channel and hoping any big storms avoid Maine. For Maine Public Radio News, I'm Robbie Feinberg.